And as I was thinking about this ambiguous title that Terry again gave me, thank you, Terry, Praying with Anticipation, you know, I wasn't sure what it was I was supposed to be anticipating. But the way I took it was this. I am praying with anticipation for the time when all prayer will cease. Because it will have gotten said, and there'll be nothing left to say. It is the time when every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. And we become before the throne of God, and when we worship, there is no temple because God Himself is the temple. Then all prayer ceases because to breathe is to pray. And that's what we're anticipating. And boy, am I anticipating it. I'm thinking about the time when the kid on the street won't be saying, "Dear God, how am I going to eat tomorrow and where am I going to go?" Because he's going to be sitting on the knee of God the Father and find out what fatherhood is all about. And then the prayers of every parent whose child has run away and every one ray who's on the street will end in praise. I'm anticipating that. And I'm anticipating the time when the prayers for peace will cease. When the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will say to this warring world, "By God, that's enough." And peace will break out as I sit before the throne of God with my Iranian and Iraqi and Afghani brothers and sisters. Boy, I'm anticipating that. And I'm anticipating the time when all those lying on their beds at night in pain and suffering will wake up pain-free when the great physician says, "Enough is enough."